Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we go again. It is a fantastic, fantabulous Friday here in the studio because, well, there's many reasons why, but one of them is I am not alone. I have three lovely ladies who have flitted into the Mystic Manor to co-create today's episode. And I have Margaret, I have Audrey, and I have Bree. Say hi, everyone.
Hi.
The microphone is this way. We've got the live stream. So for those of you who haven't joined Patreon, if one of the things that we do is we live stream a video of these recordings. So Bree was like looking at the video screen and the microphone's over here. But if you guys want to start checking that out, definitely check out our Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/optimisticshow, it's a great way to support all the happenings here and get behind the scenes footage at the Mystic Manor workshops, etc. You can see me doing laundry, which is really, really exciting. No, we haven't recorded that yet, but maybe we should.
Then you get to see the rainbow.
I know, that's true. The rainbow. Oh yeah, Bree wanted to go explore and find the rainbow somewhere over the rainbow poster, and she did. She found it in the laundry room. If any of you heard the original, one of the first episodes, where that was a whole thing, a whole story, you can go back and listen. But
and of course, I'm obviously staying in the rainbow room.
Oh right,
that's
of course.
What I was in search of the rainbow.
Right, that makes sense. Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yes.
So, ladies, so the point of this, my aim with these episodes is just to kind of get some insight into what your experience has been like and just give you guys a chance to sort of share anything that you want to share with the audience, really everything about Positive Head. I mean, one of the reasons we still do sometimes is the P-Head Posse episodes on Friday. I really like the idea of like bringing down the wall between, you know, me as the host or Erica as the host or Alexa as the host and the people listening. And so we started with the P-Head Posse's episodes on Fridays. Now we're doing this. You guys are here at the Mystic Manor, have been here for what, 4 days now? 5 days. And we still have a couple days. We're spending the full day today together and we have some cool stuff planned. I'm really excited to go to the Wisdom tonight with all of you guys. It's such a cool, cool, immersive, visionary art experience. And then there's like this Jimi Hendrix performer, interpreter, as they call him, who's supposedly the best in the world, is performing, and it's going to be super cool. And then, of course, the live taping of Optimistic tomorrow, which that's going to be a super, super amazing. We have a crazy good lineup of guests, and we're actually about to release the trailer for it, too. It looks like we just talked about it before recording. I think we're going to release it on Monday. So
awesome.
So, yay. Yeah, you guys out there will get to see that. I couldn't be happy. Well, you three have already had a chance to see it.
Amazing.
So, we are actually doing things here. People are like, where's the show? It's a big undertaking to put it all together, but. Anyway, I digress. So let's start with you, Margaret. How are you? How have you been? And what do you care to share?
Well, I'd like to go roll it back to how I got here. So yeah. I was in Peru experiencing an ayahuasca ceremony. And going back home, trying to integrate into living in a small town in the Midwest, I suddenly thought to myself, there has to be other people, other positive people, other awesome people that I don't know, that I haven't connected with yet. So I love podcasting. I'm obsessed. I have a 30-minute trip every day, so I'm listening all the time to podcasts. So I started searching through the search option. And, of course, positive head comes up when you're looking for positive. So I started listening to you, and I thought, oh, this is really cool. And then I can't remember how long it was before you started talking about the Optimistic TV show. And right before you started just talking about your project on this new TV show.
Our project, but...
Well...
Because you're going to be on it.
Well, this is what I'm actually going to say is I was just looking through Netflix and going, there's nothing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. I want to watch something positive.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch something inspirational. I can't find anything.
Mm.
And then I listened to the podcast where you started talking about it, so I kind of co-created that.
Right? Yes, you did.
And I thought, you know, that is something I could get behind. That is something I'm so passionate about. Why do we have to listen to regular TV? Why do we have to listen to all that negativity?
Right.
Why can't we change and listen to just the best of everything?
Right.
And then here you are doing it. And then I heard you talking about we could support that by coming for a week here. And I thought that is something I could so get behind and something I want to support.
Mm.
And the other thing is I can come here and be around people that are positive and awesome. So that's the second reason why I wanted to do the week's immersion. Because I just wanted to immerse myself in people, like-minded people.
Right.
And that's why I'm here.
Aww.
And I haven't done my past life regression, so I feel that...
You're doing that tomorrow?
Yeah, on Saturday, yeah. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't even know what day.
So today we're going to go on a hike. It's Friday as we record, so we're going to go on a hike, and we're going to... I basically break off and spend individual time with each guest and sort of... you know, get an insight into, well, where have you been, where are you at, and where would you like to be? Because if I'm good at anything, it's probably one of the things that I consider is a gift or strength is sort of seeing where to go next. And especially if I'm objective about it and I can like sort of peer into someone else's life. And, you know, I've gotten pretty good at manifesting magical things. So part of the aim of these experiences is for me to, you know, give my 2.5, my 11 cents to what you're doing, what you're up to. And so we're going to do that today while out in nature, this beautiful hike. And then we're going to go to the Wisdom in LA tonight, which is, like I just talked about, super cool experience. So, and then tomorrow is the live taping. And you're doing in the morning before the live taping a past life regression.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Have you ever done one before?
I have, many years ago, about 15 years ago. But I feel that... I'm more equipped this time to have more imagination and understand the way it works. So it'll be way more awesome this time.
You know what I love about when I did one many years ago too, the thing that really helped me with it was because you kind of go in and you're like, okay, what if I don't see anything, or, you know, I'm making it up, or any of those sorts of thoughts. And, you know, you just said the word imagination. Like, imagination is like our access to everything, I think. Everything starts with imagination. Every invention you've ever seen, every great city or building, it all started in someone's imagination. And so when you understand imagination is not necessarily this thing that maybe we were taught that is a negative, like, oh, quit daydreaming, you know, as a kid or whatever. No, actually, daydream more.
Right.
Like, that's where the magic happens. And so with the past life regression, what I like about it is you can approach it and say, okay, I'm going into this thing. Maybe I'll have a vivid 3D VR experience being in, some other lifetime. Or maybe it's something that I feel like it's my imagination and making it up to some degree. And even if that is what's going on, if it's coming into your imagination, coming from your subconscious, well, there's something there, right? There's some sort of symbolism and message for you there and story. Why did you make that particular thing up? You know, and so I think that's a really powerful way to approach these sort of, you know, what some would consider more out there, you know, techniques and approaches, is to say, hey, I'm indifferent to what comes up, and if I feel like I'm using my imagination, cool, there's something for me there too. So that's my 2.5 cents, you know, going into that. You, Audrey, you had a pretty cool experience, not like a couple in a row, right?
Yeah, not just like with, well, the breath work, I really had.
Why don't you share both stories, if
both
you will?
Both stories?
Yeah. Okay. The more stories, the merrier around here.
Yeah, sure. So the breath work, we were breathing, Sydney was leading it, and we were breathing into our stomach and then our heart and then exhaling. We did that about 45 minutes. And I just had this crazy experience where I went into it being like, I'm going to use this to let go of some crap. And so I thought of every person that I loved, and I thought of every resentment I had, and I pulled that together in me, and I wanted to let go of all that. And I felt throughout this breath work that I was holding, my grandmother was there, and she was holding my hand, and my hand was clenched up. I could not open it. And I just felt all these people going through my head and what I wanted to let go of. And my grandmother was leading me through all of it. And when I got to the end, what I thought was the end of the list, I said to my grandmother, like, why can't I let go yet? She's like, you're forgetting something. And then I was like, oh, myself, I need to let go of all this resentment and self-doubt for myself. And then I was able to open my hand. And once I did that, just like source flowed through me.
Wow.
And I was able to talk to my spirit guides, and I had two spirit guides come in, and I...
Was that your first time ever having an interaction like that? Cool.
Yeah, which was just insane. Like the immediate reaction of them coming in was, oh my God, I've been wanting to meet you guys. What are you doing here? Just like, what? And then them telling me, like, there's no need to worry. Why have you ever worried? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I kind of had a moment of, wait, don't leave yet. While you guys are here, what are your names? And I got the name Caroline and Divinity. And afterwards, Sydney said the playlist she was playing was called Divinity.
Oh, wow.
So that was a cool synchronicity.
Cool.
But yeah, after that experience, I was just glowing and on a cloud and felt amazing.
Yeah, breathwork is really fascinating because it's like, it's almost like doing a plant medicine journey or something. It truly is. It just opens you up like in this wild way. And a lot of people have just as powerful experiences like you're having as if they'd taken ayahuasca, right, Margaret?
Yeah.
So, wow, yeah. So that was pretty cool to witness. You seem to be pretty, you definitely were flying high, pun intended, even though you weren't high, at the end of that session. So then the very next day, you even had more stuff unfold for you, huh?
Yeah, which I want to preface, like, all of this by saying I came into this like, oh, maybe I'll learn a few more meditation tricks.
Yeah, right.
And just, I don't know, my daily life will go a little bit smoother, but this is way beyond anything I could have expected.
Cool.
So yeah, my past life regression was pretty insane as well. It started out, Mary Beth, who's amazing, she led me through this past life where I was a Native American. And anytime I meditate or get in a deep state, I usually am like on the streets of Paris and like So I thought I was going to be some sort of like Parisian queen or something. But like, you have to like go of all those expectations when you go in, because it's nothing like what you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
And so when I looked down and saw that like my skin was tan and I had dirty feet and I was wearing like this cloth like clothing, when I saw this, I kind of was like, am I just making up Pocahontas? Like, you just have to go with it, what your imagination is coming up with. And it feels like you're making it up, but you just have to let it go and just roll with it. So, yeah, I was a Native American, and the first thing I saw was these settlers, colonizer men, three of them coming in, and I led them through the village, and one of them, Mary Beth, was like, do you recognize any of them? And I immediately recognized someone. You guys all, I won't say it on here, but
mind your mystic manners.
All know. past love, current love of mine. Immediately,
someone that was formerly guest here, right?
But yeah, I immediately recognized him, and then we walked through this village, and I led him to the chief, who was my father, and it was definitely my father.
Like, oh wow!
This energy, and my father is like a CEO, and he definitely has this like could have run a little chief, village.
Chief executive officer,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So yeah, and then led through the rest of the day. Those three men left, and I then was at dinner with my father, and I saw my little brother, who was actually my actual brother, Robert, who's much older than me, but I immediately knew because he's such playful energy, and I knew that was him. And then we fast forward a day into this life, and it was me and this love of mine, whose name was George, in this scenario. And we were trying to communicate, but we didn't speak the same language, but it was funny to us. We were having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were obviously like in a secret place, and we were secret lovers because as Native American, he's a colonizer. We didn't, we didn't have the same, we weren't the same people.
Right.
And I remember leaving the situation sad and going back to my village and being like, I have to hide the secret. And then we fast forward to a day where I immediately saw my village burning down, and the settlers were destroying my town, and I saw my best friend get stabbed in the stomach.
Wow.
Which I talked to her, like, I knew it was my actual best friend in this life.
Oh, wow.
And I talked to her about it, and she was like, that's crazy, because I've had, like, serious stomach problems the first half of my life.
Wow.
And then I saw her get killed, and so I started running into the forest, and I got shot in the back, and that's how I died, and I felt I was 25.
Wow.
And she had me describe where the shot was, because I kept saying I got shot. And so Mary Beth was like, where exactly did you get shot? And it was like, my lower back, somewhere on the left side, and I have a birthmark there.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't really connect that until later.
Wow.
So that was freaky.
Yeah, I've heard that before, that birthmarks a lot of times can be from past injuries, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
And then after that, my higher self came in, and we asked all these questions to my higher self, and, we asked about this, love of mine, and how do we, lived lives together before, besides this one I had just experienced, and, I felt such laughter from my higher self. And she said that you've lived so many lives together. Your souls love to go on adventures. They love to feel everything. And it was just funny it was crazy to feel this laughter in me. And also we asked, like, what my purpose was. And more laughter, and my higher self said she knows what her purpose is. Why is she asking this? Mm-hmm. And then just to like reiterate it, just that my purpose is to create and show love through my creations and spread that and mm-hmm. through my work. And it was a very healing experience, and it was weird to have my higher self come in because it was a different tone.
Wow.
Completely. And listening back, it's like, whoa,
yeah.
Who is that in my head?
Right.
I had like my ego fighting with my higher self, being like, who just came in right now? Mm-hmm. Why are they disrupting all this stuff I've built up in Audrey? So yeah, it was a very, very healing experience.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a lot you unpacked in like, that was like 24
hours. 24 hours, yeah.
Sheesh. Well, Bree, why don't you share a little bit about your journey here in the Mystic Manor?
Oh, my goodness. Well, following up after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, a little bit of background. First off, first and foremost, hi, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
How are you? That was an awesome shout out to my girl, Maggie. If it wasn't for her, I would definitely not be here.
Right.
Back at the end of April, I was on a conference for, I'm a health coach, so mm-hmm. I was at a health coaching conference. And she was my bedmate,
mm-hmm.
and every night we would fall asleep listening to podcasts.
No.
And so, of course, I've been hooked ever since. And synchronicities are nothing new in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I just followed the path and the crumbs, and here we are. And so I've taken this week of awesome immersion and have been very intentional with this trip. I lost my son, said I wasn't going to cry. I lost my son 4.5 years ago. And this week I have been able to let go of and grow so much. And I don't want to cry because it's been so awesome. So awesome. Oh my gosh, so let's get all these tears out right now. yes. So we're just going to skip ahead. You know, like that holotropic breath work that we did that Audrey was speaking of, her first night was amazing for me because it was the anger and that I was able to release that night was amazing, and I know I scared the bejesus out of, I think, everybody in the room.
Actually, it was good. It empowered everyone else.
I was, okay. Empowered. Powerful.
I love it.
Powerful.
Yeah, I let this primal scream just rip.
Yes, you did.
Ripped through me, and I love it.
Yeah.
So amazing just to be able to release all of that that I've been holding on to for these last 4.5 years. And all that needed to happen because I had the most beautiful and intense past life regression yesterday with Mary Beth. And I've always known that I have a purpose. And I always knew that it was going to be something really wild and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all of my experiences in life and all the traumas that I've experienced that when my book and my movie comes out that Miss Audrey is going to help producer of, it'll get more detailed, but just know that my biggest purpose, or Dakota, was part of that big purpose. Mm-hmm. And losing my son was his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what I need to share to other mothers, because that's what has allowed me to walk and step into my purpose as a channel. And so I'm super stoked. about learning more about my gifts and really opening up to my channel and my true guide on the other side, Dakota. Mm. And I can't wait for the universe and the rest of you all to meet him because he is so amazing. Mm. And we just couldn't handle him here because he needed to be above to help in this awesome ascension that is going on right now. Which is why we're here, you know, positive head and the things that we talk about and the fact that we are so open on this podcast to be our authentic selves. And that means stepping into our true destiny. And sometimes that's really, really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But we've got to do it, not for ourselves, but for everybody else. And because there are so many people that are lost.
Yeah.
And that's part of my purpose and why it's so important for me to open up to be this channel. Mm. Because that is part of what Dakota is to share and to be that bridge and to open up the minds and the awareness and the power that is within all of us that resides.
Hmm.
And I don't remember what podcast number it is, but it's one that talks about ascension. Hmm. And I want to say it's in like the 900s.
You could probably search keyword ascension on positivehead.com.
And in that podcast, they talk about those that have come to help Earth and to help in the ascension process, to be that bridge. And that was also part of my regression.
Hmm.
You know, I love that Audrey was like, my imagination, am I Pocahontas? And I was like, oh my God, I know I'm a goddess. I'm some beautiful goddess from somewhere. And I just can't wait to reconnect with her and all of her beauty and all of this. And the next thing I know, I'm farthest thing from this beautiful goddess. And I mean, I wasn't ready to hear what I heard. Gosh darn it, I'm sharing this because we need to hear this and be honest about what's really going on. And I am from the mantis. And I love it because I'm here to help people ascend and bring higher vibration. And that is why I'm overflowing and why I felt like I have all of this wisdom, and that's from all of these awesome traumatic experiences in my lifetime that I can share and go to and help so many different people ascend and bring their vibration and raise their vibration. And oh my God, my fingers are on fire.
Woo! Oh, wow.
So, if you have any desire or you have any calling and you know who I'm speaking to because you're out there and you know you need to be here. And I can't wait to hear your story.
Aww.
Loving you and you and this podcast and allowing me to be me.
Mm. And you have such a wonderful voice and power to share. Like, and it's such an honor to have you here and to watch your experience and to see the healing that's happening, you know, around your son. And, you know, that is, you know, a really brave thing to sign up for as a mother, to say, okay, I'm going into 3D and, you know, all right, you're going to come in as my child, and okay, I'm going to lose you in this traumatic way that you did. You know, it was like his life was taken, and, you know, wow, like what... It's got to be certainly my mom's biggest fear, losing a child. Like, you know, it's like,
right,
I can't think of anything more challenging for a soul to go through than that. And so the fact that you have went through that, your 4 years or so since it mm-hmm. happened, and finding the joy in it, finding forgiveness, finding the power that it leads you to. And, you know, I instantly was thinking when you were talking about like making a movie, it's like I met a guy here last weekend, and he'll be tomorrow night at the live taping of Optimistic. He was here. We did this little pool party last Sunday, and his name is Steve, and he's been in the movie industry for a while, and he just got his first big break signing on Robert De Niro to play a role in this movie that's all about his friends. You know, it's a real story of like heart. He's like, dude, the movie's pretty tough, pretty dark, because it's a hardship that someone went through, and it was written while the guy was in solitary confinement on notebook paper, the actual script for it. And wow. he's like, part of his journey was, I had my big break, like Robert De Niro. He's 76 years old. He's probably the most A-list actor there is. You know, how many more movies he going to make? And he just signed on to my movie, and it's like, and I thought of that in that moment, like the pain and struggle of who the true story the movie's about, and everyone that plays a role in it. Mm-hmm. And then what will come from now, it's being turned into this, production that actually is going to affect all these other people. And that's the thing about these sorts of experiences. They have a ripple. Yes. And the fact that you're choosing to, find a way to leverage it for more good in the world, I just applaud you. And it actually makes me think of one other thing too. It's there's a woman out there she lost her son to suicide, and she has a whole site where she channels him.
Channel.
Yes. Yeah. And she's constantly talking to her son.
Yes. I can't wait to meet her.
Yeah. It's always happening for some reason beyond what we understand, and yes, there's goodness at the core of that. And for you to come through all the hardship and pain that you have, and to be sitting where you are and to be optimistic right now, is like, it's such an inspiration to, I know, me and everyone out there listening. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Love you guys so much.
Yeah. This has been so cool. It's so fun to share. I love doing these episodes on Fridays with you guys. It's so fun. Is there anything, Margaret, Audrey, Bree, any of you that bubbles up that you want to share before we sort of...
Going off of Bree, when she said sharing her high vibration after her past life regression... Anytime I was around her, I felt high.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the
she was definitely bubbling over.
Yeah. And we sat together and just talked before bed about her experience and stuff. And I was telling her, just sitting there, I'm like, what is this like vibration I'm getting from her? And when I was going to bed, I felt so just... I couldn't move my arms, or I just felt, I think it's a mixture of that and just also this place is a vortex.
Yes.
You feel the energy here constantly, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can't not come here and have a good time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Or did it?
Yeah, no, you definitely said it right. I think that now there's just been more and more people coming through, and each time, you're leaving a piece of yourself here. You know, you're taking a piece of this place with you, and you're leaving a piece of yourself here, and so much goodness, continues to unfold here. And so I think it's all of that is energetically imprinted on all of us, So it, it's pretty amazing. Margaret, anything that you have to care to share, or anything else?
Well, these two ladies have rendered me speechless.
Mm,
and I just want to tell you that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, you're the most chatty.
Uh-huh.
What's going on here?
And I'm looking forward to my past life regression. Yeah.
I know. Can't wait for yours. So awesome.
I'm really excited to have you three on. See, no one out there has seen the actual show. We've got 5 episodes in the can recorded of Optimistic, and tomorrow will be the 6th. Like I said, we're about to put out the trailer for it, here probably Monday. And, but no one's seen, you guys coming and being a part of the show. And how are you feeling? I mean, this is sort of a little warm up being on the podcast, right?
Right.
How are you feeling about being in front of the camera and live audience? And
I forgot.
You forgot.
Yeah, I'm like, don't remind me.
Yeah, you're going to do great. It's easy breezy. I'll be up there with you. And,
out of the three of us, I'm really the only one who's prepared for tomorrow. I got my outfit. I'm ready. I was just like, this is a very intentional week for me.
Good.
And I'm just so, 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 so grateful that the universe is knew that I was ready, and she delivered, like, more than I ever thought.
Aw.
So, just so grateful.
I'm so glad that you're prepared and ready. And we have an amazing makeup hair stylist who comes tomorrow and will help you guys all get ready and stuff.
Awesome. So, yeah. You're joking, right?
No. Jesselyn is amazing. And shout out if you're listening, Jesselyn. She helps with all that. So.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then we'll do a little planning, too, before you go on stage. We have an idea of the question or whatever you're going to bring up. You can either pre-prepare it or you can listen to my soul share, my interview previously, and if something comes up during that conversation, like you heard in this case, it's Sahara Rose tomorrow,
right?
Like, oh, I want to ask her, what did she just talk about earlier with Brandon? And then you can do that too. So yeah, we'll do a little prep. You'll all do fine. Yeah, you'll all light up the camera. Oh, well, this has been so epic, ladies. Thank you so much for coming and co-creating this magic with me. And I'm so excited to spend a full day with you all today. We're going to have so much fun. The next 2 days are really jam-packed. So a lot more magic to come. And that's the only thing about recording these on Fridays. If it wasn't for people's flights at different times on Sunday, I'd probably do them Sunday, because it's like, then you've been, we've had our full day together. You've had all day Saturday and the live taping of the show and the after party. And, it's like a full, recap. But in this case,
Well, then it might have to be twice as long.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But this is beautiful, too, and I'm just so, so grateful. Any of you out there listening who are interested in coming, we still have spots available. I think we have a couple left in November still. It's the closest. And you can set up a chat with me. I've talked to most people, to help them figure out their dates and even worked out a little, discount for everyone that I've talked to. You can schedule if you go to Calendly, calendly.com/talkwithbrandon, you can set up a time to chat with me for, 15 minutes or so and kind of figure out how we can make it work for you guys that really feel the call to be here. I want to make sure we do everything that we can to enable it. And, even if it means working out a payment plan or whatever it is, we can get creative. So I'd love to chat with you if you are feeling the call. And ladies, before we go, any words of wisdom, anything you want to add?
I came up with a word of wisdom, actually, from Brie, intention. That is really resonating with me, because I think I don't set intentions. I float and flow through life, just like, what's happening next? And cool with everything. But I think it's about time that I started being more thoughtful and making intentions. Because I just let whatever happens float my way and be cool with it. Like, that really resonated, you saying, I've set an intention for this week. And I didn't. I just came here and floated through.
And both are okay, right? It's really, what do you want? Yes. What do you want? And it can be a hybrid of both.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a great contrast, actually.
Yep. Because I usually do just float through life in general, But that's this last year has really taught me not to maybe float quite so much.
Balance.
Yes.
It's always back to balance.
For me to be in balance is more intention.
Beautiful.
Love that. Is what a great way to wrap this up. Thank you, ladies. Let's go celebrate the rest of the day. I hope you all out there are having a fantastic moment when and wherever you're hearing this. Until next time, journey well. Love you all so, so much.